Consequence Podcast Network.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Music festival landscape is vast and wide. Luckily, you have the What Podcasts by your side at all times. Which bands this year that matter? With Barry Corder, Brad Steiner, Lord Taco. Diving into the world of the music industry, music festivals, and everything in between. Another one starts right now. Welcome into the What Podcast, which bands this year that matter? Over the years, we have talked to countless bands, artists, and festival goers. Every now and then, we like to take a look back at some of the best moments of the What Podcast, five or so minutes, in what we call, cleverly, a high five. Another great moment from the What Podcast right now.
High five.
High five.
You're really good at this.
Yeah, I have no idea what's happening.
What is that? Because I don't do it. I've never done it. I won't ever do it. What is that like, though, to be able to go out in front of
But by the way, I'm stopping you there. What a silly thing to say, Barry. Why would you say you're never going to do something that you don't know if you might need? It might be something you need.
Because I'm not going to get up on stage and sing a song that I've written is what I was where I was going. I won't. I'm too chicken. I won't do it. And that's part of where I was going with this. When you do something like that, and I'm always fascinated by this, by somebody who literally puts their heart on a piece of paper and into a song, that has to be tough first. But then to go out and sing it in front of people once has to be really, really tough. But to do it on a regular basis has to be even tougher. And then you get that feedback, you know, where somebody comes up and says, man, you really, it's like you're reading my diary or something. That whole circle is just so fascinating to me. You know, the fact that you would do it, that you would sing it, that you would share it, and that somebody else would identify with it. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
I don't mean to jump in here, but let me give you a little thing about therapy because I've been in for years now, Barry. The first time I ever went through my life and all my problems, I said to Gail, I'm never doing that again. But yeah. Guess what? The second time I did it, I was like, oh, this is getting a lot easier. And then the third time I did, let me talk to you about my problems now, Barry, because I've got no problem whatsoever. And I got to imagine doing the song part of therapy is the same way.
Well, y'all get it then. Yeah. That's what I'm asking about. Yeah,
totally. I hear you both. Yeah. I think it's a lot like jumping into, it's like a bunch of people telling you that at the bottom of a pit of fire, there's a big cushion and you have to trust yourself to jump into it. But all you know is the fire and all you can see is the fire. And all these people are like, I promise you that there's a big pillow at the bottom. If you land, you're going to be okay. And you're going to be better. And it takes a long time for people to make that fall. It takes an incredible amount of trust to tell someone how you're feeling and to be honest about it. For years, I went to therapy and I was never honest. I would just say things that sounded truthful or sounded like they were important or deep, but that was truly never digging into that stuff that really hurt. And in going to therapy and allowing myself to be honest, I was able to be more honest in my music and to be able to make that trust fall on stage as well, to say, I'm just going to say it. This is what I'm going through. This is what the songs are about. And to see people in the crowd of all ages, of all ethnicities, of all sexual identities together, listening to that, hearing that, I think it's important and it's a real platform. And I feel like I'm obligated to share my honesty with them.
Okay. All right. That's it. Or do you do it because it makes the music better? Do you do it because it makes you feel better? Or do you do it because it connects with your audience?
I think it's a combination of all three. That's all I've ever known, really, was writing writing about how I was feeling. I grew up in a house that was incredibly supportive of my mental health issues. We all talked, like, literally at the dinner table, we'd be like, what are we sad about today? We'd talk about it. My mom and I would talk about my feelings all the time. My dad and I would take walks and talk about how I was feeling. It just felt like what communicating was to me was saying, oh, here's what I'm going through and here's how it feels. And there was always a sense of humor about it. And, you know, when I try to write songs that aren't true to those feelings I have, I feel a little disingenuous. So it seems like my only path sometimes. And when I see people respond to them and react to them, and, you know, people say your music's so sad, but I see people smiling and dancing in the shows. There's something really fun about hearing someone else confirm your own sadness and your own problems. I know that, 'cause I've been to a lot of great shows. I listen to Bon Iver all day, and it's not, it doesn't make me sad. It makes me happy to hear someone else that's in pain. You know what? And 'cause it makes me feel like I relate to them and that I'm not alone. And when I'm on stage, I see people dancing and they're like, it's weird. They're like having fun being sad. And I think it's really cool. So I think that's why I do it, just because we can have a shared experience found by someone that makes us feel uncomfortable sometimes.
I love how you say you were faking it through therapy, because I'll be totally honest. My first year, I was just doing material.
Totally.
I was just trying to make my therapist laugh. You know? I was just,
telling
jokes.
And they see that and they're like, damn, this guy's fucked up. Yeah, totally, man. It's so hard, bro, because it's really hard if you've never spent a lot of time like being honest, or like if honesty always comes with a joke or a self-deprecation or like a qualifier. Like, it can be really hard to sit there and talk about yourself just from like just from a conversational standpoint. It's like, do I just start talking about myself? It's the first like 5 minutes of therapy are always a little uncomfortable.
So here at the What Podcast, we would really appreciate it if you spend a minute or two, no more than 2 minutes, writing a review, giving us a 5-star little rating. That would be lovely. And it could mean Barry Corder a prize from our Consequence family.
Yeah, our good friends at Consequence and the folks over at Apple Podcast have come up with a pretty clever idea. All you have to do is follow some links on this podcast and review the show, and then take a screenshot of your review and submit it to them, and your name will be put in a drawing. They're going to be giving out winners in December. So
be giving out winners too?
They will be picking winners. Excuse me. Yeah, they give out winners. Everyone's a winner.
I'd like a winner.
I would like to. Will I get a taco? Will I get a Lord Taco as my prize?
No, no. They said a winner.
Oh, my man. Come on.
Don't be that way. Don't be that way. Yeah, this is a chance to help us out and win some merch.
Yeah, win some Consequent merch. It's as easy as liking and subscribing to the What Podcast on your Apple Podcasts platform.
Thank you for listening to another High Five clip on the What Podcast. We are part of the Consequence Podcast Network. You can listen to the full episode at thewhatpodcast.com or consequence.net or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Thank you again for listening, and please like and share.
Consequence Podcast Network.